This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abam. We have an amazing shiur this morning on Inyanei Pesach. I'm going to be the next number of shiurim. As many have heard, Baruch Hashem, we've located a property for our new headquarters, our new premises. So we're just going to give an opportunity if anybody wants to join with us, partner with us to help make it possible. Then Tavei Aleichem Bracha. We're learning Yevamos Daf Tzadi Tes, and the Gemara is discussing a situation where somebody says, "I only testified once in my whole life, and it came back to haunt me." Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok said, "Miyam Eloi Heyadati Ela Edus Echad," and because of that, "Vehelu Eved LeKuhuna Alpi." And the Gemara says, do you think he really testified and Hashem would bring him to Hachshala? In other words, Hashem doesn't allow a tzaddik to be Machshala other people. And we're going to come back to the Gemara very soon, but we're going to begin today's shiur with an amazing comment of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas and Choshen Mishpat Sim Kuf Tzadi Vav, he's talking about certain type of production of matzah in Trieste, where the Chassam Sofer was not pleased with the reports he was hearing regarding the production of this matzah. Amnam, he says, "L'uma ze shamaya shamati loichin v'leinochon yedaberu v'hisnagu b'shmirasan lishasan arichasan afiyasan." They don't guard it properly. They don't bake it properly. They have little kids baking the matzah. They're empty from any wisdom, from any intelligence, from any halacha. Somebody eats chametz, the chiv is kares. The Chassam Sofer, he doesn't tell us his source, but he's quoting the Arizal. That we have a Havtacha, the Arizal gives a Havtacha, that someone who is Zohir from a Mashahu of Chameitz, he will be spared from sin the whole year. Mitzvah saseh shalachilas matzah mishumeres b'lel Pesach. The mitzvah saseh of eating matzah, shmura matzah, the night of Pesach. Hi yechida nisheres lanu. We call mitzvah sachila shebechal HaTorah. It's the only mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of achila that we have. You ever think of that? We have no... Oh, sorry, you don't see me. What happened here? Hi, good morning, sorry. I'm here with you. I'm not going to start over, I apologize, I didn't realize. He says, the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah, mishumeres, and lel pesach is the only mitzvah that remains for us from all the mitzvah saseh. Ein lanu pesach, we don't have achilas karm pesach, v'loi kodshim, v'loi truma, v'loi ma'aser sheni, rak mitzvah achas mishana l'shana. We only have one mitzvah, an annual mitzvah. That means there's only one time a year we could put a morsel in our mouth, and that achila is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Vim gam hiloi tala b'yadeinu b'shleimus, if we're not zeicha to fulfill that properly. V'loi oid, and not only that, elo kitachas yoifi, shi achila shel kol zayin sofegus or kares. But if instead of that beauty, we're going to involve ourselves with the potential of sokares, v'loi oid, elo sheyachshu b'zarabim, it's going to be a factory that many people stumble. V'gam noitzi al ze alofim, and you're going to spend money on it. Hayita b'ene Hashem. Is this good in the eyes of Hashem? So the Chassam Sofer says, an amazing observation. Only one time a year, you put something in your mouth, and it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of achila. It's the only, and if you blow that, you lost it. It's like you blew the only opportunity for a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of achila. And this is a very perplexing Chassam Sofer. As we know, there are many, many other mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of achila. Let's say eating the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah, to eat a kazayis the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah is a d'oraisa. according to some Rishonim, eating three meals on Shabbos is a Doraisa. I mean, there are a lot of mitzvahs that say Doraisa of Achila. And this is asked by Reb Shimshon David Pinkus. He says, Omnam yeshna noid mitzvahs Achila shem Doraisa. Achilas yom... Oh! I guess this should be Erev Yom HaKippurim. V'chein shitois she'achilas pas b'shabbos yimitzah min ha-Torah. So what's going on over here? What is going on here? What does the Chassam Sofer mean? We only have one mitzvah asei d'oraisa of achila. And the answer is, you need to know Yevamos daf tzadi tesamid beis. Okay, to understand this Chassam Sofer, you need to know our sugyan Yevamos. Our Gemara, I said a story that Rebbe Lezer brought Sadek. He said, I never testified, I only testified one time. And the one time I testified, they were Mala and Eved to Kahuna Alpi. Says the Gemara, Helu Salkadaitach. You think that they actually brought up a Koyein, they actually brought up an Eved to Kahuna? Hashta behemton shel tzadik imen HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yadon. If God doesn't allow the animals of the righteous to stumble, Rashi says that refers to the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, who did not eat Tevel. Tzadikim atzman loy koshikein. Tzadikim themselves, all the more so, nothing bad would happen to them. So the Gemara is saying that God does not allow the righteous to stumble, and the proof is He doesn't even allow the animals of the righteous to stumble. Comes Tosfos, if you have a Gemara in Yevamos, Tzadik Tesan Abayis, and Tosfos says, Nira deloy garsinon le. We're not goyres the kasha of hashta behemtam shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yadam. Why? Because it's not true. It is not true that God does not allow the righteous to stumble. Only by food God doesn't allow the righteous to stumble. We mentioned it in the shir on Friday. Yeah. Deloy shayach hach pircha el b'makom she'achacham atzmai nichsha b'achilas iser. This principle only applies where the Chacham himself is nichshal in forbidden food. V'hein la'harach kan. Now's not the place to be marach. Now, I didn't realize how every word of this Tosfos is so exact until right now. Over Shabbos, I was bothered by the following question. What do you mean? This is an Isra, an Inyan of Achila. This is an Inyan of Achila. Why? Because if he's going to testify that someone ate truma, then they're going to think he's a kohen. And if they're going to think he's a kohen, then his children could eat truma. But really, he's only an eved, and the children of an eved cannot necessarily eat truma, only the eved himself. So this is achila. So what's Tosfos saying? We're not goyres. That hashta behemtam shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takal al yadam tzadikim atzam loy koshikein. What do you mean? This is it. Because Tosfos says that only applies by food. It's not true. This isn't inyan of food. Isn't this food? Because if he's going to testify that somebody is accepting truma, then people are going to think he's a kohen, and then the family will eat truma. That was my kasha. And now I realized, you know who asked this kasha? Tosfos. Where does he ask it? He asks it by adding one word. Which word? Ela b'makom she'achacham atzmai nichshal. Atzmai. Yes, by testifying about this person, it may cause his children to eat truma. But he's not going to eat truma. The chacham himself who testified, he's not going to be eating truma. It is, in other words, there is a food element involved over here. He will be causing someone, but not him. Rebbe Lezer Brat Sadik himself won't be eating anything inappropriate. So I believe that's why Tosfos says the word atzmai. Meaning, it's not that Hashem doesn't cause tzadikim to stumble anything with food. It's if they themselves are going to be consuming the food. Now, to understand this more fully, you need to see, right? The Lashon of Tosfos is, V'ein laharach kan. Now is not the place to be marach. So the question is, where is the place to be marach, right? So the Masoras HaShas, actually the Ein Mishpat, he quotes, look at Tosfos and Shabbos Yud Beis, and Tosfos and Psachim, and Tosfos and Gittin. I want to bring to your attention Tosfos and Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, Amar Rabbi Yavo, La'oilam al yatil adam ema yisera b'tach beisa, a person should not exert excessive fear in his house. Sha'arei adam gadol hitel ema yisera b'tach beisa, a person, a great person, placed excessive fear in his house. V'ha'achiluhu davar gadol. And because of that, they fed him a great thing. Umanu, who is this great person? Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. You think they fed him? Hashta behemton shel tzadikim in a kosher bruch maybe to call yadam tzadikim atzman loy kosher came. Ela bikshu lachiloy davar gadol. They wanted to feed him a big thing and never came to be. Umay niu ever menachai. Comes Toisvis, and Toisvis says, Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Deloy parech ela gabe mida da achila. This rule that God doesn't allow the righteous to stumble is only regarding matters of food. Dignai hu litzadik shoichel davar aser. It is a gnai for a tzadik to eat a davar aser. Meaning, if a tzadik wears shatness, it's not a good thing. But, you know, ain't tzadik baratz asher yasa toiv leechta. If a tzadik, does a different avera, he does some other sin, we could deal with it. But for him to consume something which is aser, that's a big genai. And therefore, Tosu says, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel made a mistake. He read Friday night, Lor Haner. He said, don't worry, I won't tilt. And he tilted. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that Hashta behemtan shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala yadam tzadikim atzmam lekol shekein? Why doesn't the Gemara ask, how did God let that happen? Or in the first parak of Shabbos by Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, killed an eid zoymeim. Excuse me. In Chagiga, Yehuda ben Tabai, he killed an eid zoymeim inappropriately. Or in the Gemara in Ksubis, that they were Male and Eved, Lekahuna, Alpiv, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Loi garis le Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, that Gemara in Ksubis is the same as our Gemara in Yevamis. Rabbeinu Tam says, we're not garis it. Listen, look carefully. Tosis is bothered on our Gemara in Yevamis. There is Achila. Because if you say he ate truma, they're going to think he's a kohen and you're going to feed it to his wife and kids. And if he's an Eved, he can't feed it to his wife and kids. Afal pi sheyesh sham achilas iser truma leishtoy ulevanav shehin asurim betruma mikomakoim kivan shehachacham atzmai. You see, our Tosis in Yevamis just says one word. That one word is coming to answer this question. Afal pi, since the chacham himself is not nichshol in achilas iser, ein svara lehakshoyis. We're not going to ask the kasha. So it's very beautiful. We have a tiny little Tosis in Yevamis. Tosis adds one word, Elo Makr Chacham Atzmai, and Tosis is bavarning Akasha that it is a midi da achila, because it's going to affect Achila's chuma of his family. Then Tosis asks, but in Psachim, we find Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba forgot and he ate before Havdalah. It's a bad thing to eat before Havdalah. There's a punishment. And in Rosh Hashanah, somebody actually ate on Yom Kippur. No, Tosfos says, and this is going to be the opening to understand the Chasam Sofer. Tosfos says, to eat kosher food at a incorrect time is not as disparaging as eating non-kosher food. Tosfos says, Ein davar maguna kol kach achila shel hatera b'shas ha'iser. Kosher food at a prohibited time is not as bad as prohibited food. God will not necessarily protect someone from eating before Havdalah. God will not necessarily protect someone from eating on Yom Kippur. But to eat treif, that God, to eat Eiver Menachai, God would never let that happen. Why? What's the svara of that? Because there's a difference between something that's inherently usur and something that's permitted. It's just at the time, it's not the appropriate time. Rav Shimshon Pinkin, truma would be a davar isser, right? Like, right, you're raising an important point, because the behema of, right, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, God did not allow it to eat tevel. So, you want to know truma for a zar?
point, because l'chayra, truma is not a dover osir by itself, because it's mutter to a kayin, but to a zar it's osir. So is that like a shtick trait, or is it...
Oh. There are two ways of looking at it, because definitely something which is mutter, it's just the zman doesn't allow it, that you we understand is not as disparaging. Something which is treif is a cheftza shel iser. When it comes to truma, it's definitely an iser gavra, right? The iser is not, it's not an iser cheftza, it's not that the item is inherently problematic, it's that the person is usher to it. Actually, I think you're raising an important point, and it doesn't work out so well for the point that I'm trying to make. But in full disclosure, I think Tosfos is mashma that truma would be like treif. Because why is Rabbeinu Tam not goyra? One second. I'll tell you why. Why did Rabbeinu Tam have to say that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok himself was not eating the truma? Even if he himself was eating the truma, it's not like treif. Treif is a chefza shel iser, and truma is not. Apparently, Tosfos feels that truma is also a chefza shel iser. It's just, I'm not the one eating it, someone else is eating it. Right? But let's look at the words of Mesil Sisharim. Mesil Sisharim talks about the importance of being naki in Inyane Yisrei Macholos, and he says that Chazal say lo sitamu bohem venitmeisem bam imitamim atem bam soivchem litame bam v'hainu ki ha-macholos ha-asurois machnisim tuma mamish beliboy uvenavshe shalanam. Prohibited foods, they put into your soul actual tuma, into your body, into your heart, into your soul, ad shekedushaso shel hamakom baruch hu mistalekes umisrachekes umenu, until the sanctity of God leaves you. V'hu ma she'amru gam kein v'nitmeisem bam, you'll be contaminated through them, al tikri v'nitmeisem ela v'nitamtem she'ha'avera mitamtemes libo shel adam, an avera contaminates a person's heart. Ki mistalekes umenu hadeo ha'amitis, this removes from a person the correct way to have an outlook, the correct thought process. The ruach hasecha shehakadosh baruch hu noisen lechasidim, and the spirit of intelligence that God gives to the righteous. Kamo shamar hakosov, as the pasuk says, ki Hashem yitein chachma. V'hinei hu nishar bahami v'chomri, the person will remain an animal, physical, meshuka v'gasus ha'olam hazeh, immersed in the thickness and the grossness of this world. Says Mesil Sisharim, v'hama'acholois ha'asurois. Now, again, because what we need explanation for is what exactly, why does God only protect the righteous from eating inappropriate food? He doesn't even protect them from eating kosher food at an inappropriate time or any other iser. You know, somebody came to me and said, you know, what's worse, eating treif or desecrating Shabbos? Obviously desecrating Shabbos. He said desecrating Shabbos. But I said, look, in a certain respect, eating treif is worse because of this factor. Look what the Mesil Sisharim says. When a person consumes non-kosher food, now, by the way, this is not to make anybody feel guilty or down. Sometimes a person did not grow up having the opportunity, so then we know we always have the opportunity to do tshuva. If a person does tshuva me'ahava, so the Chassam Sofer writes, if somebody ate treif, then if you do tshuva out of love, it's transformed into achilas korban pesach. So actually, in a way, a person could be elevated from having eaten treif and then doing tshuva. But the Mesil Sisharim says that by eating treif, hu nishar bahami v'chomri, he remains an animal, physical. V'hamacholois ho'asurois yeseirois bozeh alkolo isurin. Foods that are prohibited are worse than any other iser. Kivan shein nechnasim begufay shal adam mamish, because they are ingested by the person. They are digested by the person, they are reconstituted by the person. Venasim basar mi basarai. If a person eats chazer, they become chazer. If a person eats a davar asr, they consume it, ingest it, digest it, and reconstitute it. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, any Jew with a brain in his head will consider prohibited food like poison. And he says, Af iser hamachol kvar beyarnu shu eres mamish lelev v'nefesh ha-Yisraeli. So says Reb Shimshon David Pinkus that based on this Tosfos and based on the explanation that we gave, we understand the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is nispoil that we only have one mitzvah a year of Achila Medoraisa. So we asked, what do you mean? What about eating in the Sukkah, the first night of Sukkot? That's also Achila Medoraisa. What about eating Challah on Shabbos? That's bread on Shabbos is also possibly Doiraisa. But the answer is the same way Tosfos says in Isurim, God will only protect the righteous from eating a davar tameh. He won't protect them from eating a davar tahar at the wrong time. Why? Because when you eat a davar tameh, you ingest it, you digest it, and you reconstitute it, and it contaminates, and it's the worst Isur in the Torah. In a certain way, eating treif is the worst Isur in the Torah. Likewise, that means, which mitzvah do we have that could elevate a person more than any other mitzvah? What mitzvah is there that you could become elevated from more than any other mitzvah? It would only be a mitzvah not to eat at a specific time. It would only be a mitzvah to eat a particular food. If you could take, in other words, yes, Torah is the greatest mitzvah, but it's not like you're taking a bite out of the Sefer Torah and then you're ingesting it and reconstituting your molecules into Torah. What mitzvah do we have that we take the item of Kedusha, we ingest it, we digest it, and we reconstitute ourselves from the mitzvah? We only have one. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, you could eat a carbon. There was Achila Dairaisa, Achila Kedusha Medairaisa. But Bizman Azeh, there's only one time a year to eat something that's a mitzvah da'iraisa, and therefore the achila of matzah, in a way, is the most special opportunity we have the whole year to come close to Hashem. Because we're changing our entire fabric. What are we? We're the food we eat. God made our bodies able to reconstitute the molecules of our food into us. So when do you ever have an opportunity to eat, to ingest a chefetz shel mitzvah and make you recreate yourself with it? Rav Shimshon David Pinkus says that, in his opinion, the kavana of the Chasam Sofer is based on the Gemara in Chulin, Ma behemtan shel tzadikim min HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tekel al yadon, and Tosfos says this is only binyanei achila, and Tosfos says because it's a special genai to eat kosher food, to eat trey food. And what's the reason of Tosfos? V'tam devarim lefi sheyesh genai miyucha b'kach she'amaychal l'kosh yeh b'guf v'shal tzadik she'amaychal nichnas l'guf u'machayo yisai. It mixes with your blood, it enters your moyach and your amachay varim and shesa gidim. Therefore it's a very big genai chalila to eat a machal that's not kosher. And therefore dafka by this avera chazawur koiveya that Hashem protects the tzaddik. And therefore achilas matzah is different than any other achila. Because when a Jew eats bread on Erev Yom Kippur, you're mekayim a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the gavra, not on the cheftza. When you eat a pas in the sukkah, the mitzvah is the gavra has to eat in the sukkah. It's not a mitzvah on the item, on the pas. But when you eat kachim, the kachim is a holy item. It's a cheftza shel mitzvah that's nichnas b'tach gufay. But we don't have achilas kachim anymore. We're left with only one mitzvah, and that is achilas matzah. And in that sense, achilas matzah is the last opportunity and the only opportunity we have the whole year to change our entire reality through achila of davar shel mitzvah. And back to our Gemara, that's why Tosfos takes out the Girsa, Hashda Behemtem Shel Tzadikim, because here we're just talking about Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok testifying and causing someone else to eat. Now listen, according to Tosfos, the Gemara still has a kasha. The kasha is, why would Hashem do that to Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok? Did that really happen? And the Gemara says it didn't really happen. But we can't invoke Hashda Behemten Shel Tzadikim because this is not something that Tzadik himself is eating. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov, and hatzlacha preparing for Yom Tov. Be well.
Thank
you, Rabbi. Okay, kol tov, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.